conference is being recorded.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. We have a live show for you today. It is October the 21st, 2016. I just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. And we, like I said, we have a live show for you today. Looking forward to today's show. There's a lot that's going on, as we always like to start and say, because it seems to always be true. So we're definitely going to jump into today's show. But once again, Tando Radio Show is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And everyone, please make sure that you go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com and go to the website and look at the crowdfunding digital black media and support the network. Give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to mature, to develop, and continue on its direction, so that it will be here in challenging times and at all times, so that you will have an opportunity to express what it is that you need to express, so that you can build what you need to build, so that we can do it collectively together, because collective prudence is much stronger than anything else, because that's where energy is force multiplied into an unstoppable universal force that is recognized. So I think this is a great place for us to do that, and so we need this to be here for the future, especially for some of the things that we are going to see, the events that we are going to be going through, and the opportunities that we will be seizing. Make sure that you go and you give some of your financial energy. You can look there at the crowdfunding digital black media program, and there are three ways to do it. Just make your donations and ensure that this is going to grow. As I always like to say, you know, it's very critical and very important that we not just eat the fruit, that someone has to feed the roots, and that someone should always be the ones that are eating the fruit. So let's ensure that Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network will be here in the future. Also, if you are interested in converting your cash into real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, and check out what's in inventory there, and definitely if you're ready to actually transfer some of your cash into real money, definitely what you want to do is also email Wolf, W-O-L-F, the number 6, P-A-C-K, the number 1, at gmail.com. Okay? And they will get back to you and talk to you about what it is that you're they want to introduce you to, and ensure that you are getting exactly what you want, and explain the process to you more in depth. So, very, very important. And you can do that at Prosperity Mint. Okay. Oh, also, everyone, very important, especially in today's world. Everyone, while you're at Black Talk Radio Network, definitely look at joining the BTR community, the social media community, where you won't have to worry about your identity being sold off, or you don't have to worry about adverse consequences for your overall opinions, views, or where you're not going to be data mined for everybody that you know, and to establish a web so that any form of intelligence can be used adversely against you, because that's what it all would be used for. It's not for your overall betterment. So it's a very, very small fee of $24 a year. Can't beat that. $24 a year. That's a dollar every 2 weeks. Very, very easy. Something that we all should be doing. So go to BTR. It's right there on the far right margin on Black Talk Radio Network. So engage in that. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. And my man Ramon, chime in at any time. Give us call in whenever you're ready, Ramon, if you can. My man Ramon is going to be co-hosting from time to time with us. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. All right, let's jump into what's in the news. Give me 1 second, because the internets have been doing what they've been doing, of course. So told you how fragile our internet is here, but so here we go. First article. This article comes from LibertyNews.com, and this was from the other day when the Dog and Pony show that was put on for TV, known as the lying debate that was on. It's Liberty News says Pentagon officials furious that the – let me just – didn't populate for me, so let me just pull it up real quick. Let me see if I can get this to reload. And the Pentagon was furious. Clinton announced U.S. response time for nuclear launch during the debate. She sure did. She definitely did. I didn't watch it. I just saw this one. And I read and then heard it. And yep, she definitely did. So check out that. And I believe that everything is intentionally done. So check out that article. Real quick, let me just give you a rundown while computers here. Pentagon officials furious after Clinton announced U.S. response time for nuclear launch during the debate. Says, following Wednesday presidential debate, Pentagon officials that find themselves completely dumbfounded as to why a former Secretary of State would feel it appropriate to announce the U.S. Special Access Program, Intel, on national television, according to the source within the Department of Defense. Speaking under anonymity, Clinton was likely violated two Department of Defense SAP protocols during the debate by announcing live television the United States government's response time for a nuclear attack. So that's, and I guess this is what it is. Here's what she said. Quote, unquote. But here's the deal. The bottom line on launching weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so. That's what she said during the debate. And that is definitely from the policies and the procedures with that type of security clearance, and that is definitely a violation because she gave details as to what the overall capabilities are and what the response would be And so that's just what it is. So much to talk about on that, but there's so much that's going on. We definitely need to move past this. Give me 1 second, everyone, to pull this. Everything is starting to come back. Okay, great. So she definitely did that. Next article comes from thedailymail.com.uk. It's the UK one. U.S. warns North Korea of overwhelming response to any use of nukes. An intermediate range rocket explodes shortly after takeoff comes after the U.S. warned of overwhelming response to use of nuclear to the use of nukes. Second failed launch in a week of the rocket, which has a 2,500 mile range. North Korea suffered its second failed missile test in a week as the U.S. warned Korea of an overwhelming response to the use of any nuclear weapons. So North Korea on this was the other day, they had a failed launch test for one of their ballistic missiles. And as usual, North Korea said that they would have a preemptive strike on the United States. The United States has responded by sending its oldest tank armored division to North Korea. So things are really, really heating up. Next article comes from Reuters. Says U.S. has a few good options in response to Philippines Duterte's comment. Washington, the Obama administration has a few good options and limited leverage as it struggles to craft a response to Philippines President Ricardo Duterte's increasingly hostile rhetoric towards the United States and his warm embrace of China. For months, Washington has played down Duterte's anti-American insults and broadsides. So let me tell you, this thing is really starting to pick up and play out because it's significant in so many ways, and we're going to try to carry that today, but 1 second. I need to check out this one article. Okay. So this is very, very strategically important, and we're going to talk about this in today's show if time permits. Very, very important. So check out this article. This whole thing is coming apart at the seams globally. Everything is being strategically placed throughout the globe. Through in the Korean Peninsula, the South Sea of China has now taken a hard turn. The Ukraine, Eurasia, of course, the Middle East and Syria, in Europe, Africa, and in South America. Things are really speeding up. So check out that article. Next article, this one comes from Hack4UK, WorldPress.com. Another false dawn at Deutsche Bank. New investment consortium is a recycled story. Now doubts surface about their CEO. Stock market stupidity and spin forces produced yet another totally unwarranted leap into Deutsche Bank's share price yesterday. The men around John Cranor are in grave danger of, let me move this down, of using up what little stacks, little stock market goodwill they have left, as several reports plus insiders source suggesting that the CEO himself may soon be fired. And Deutsche Bank is pretty much done. What they did was they came out with a story and said that Qatar had decided to change. They changed their mind, and Qatar and Saudi Arabia and others were going to now invest in them, and that was untrue. Just like they came out when they first got hit with the Department of Justice fines. And let me tell you, one of the things that is not being talked about, the Department of Justice also fined Volkswagen by making them having a buyback program for their vehicles. This is a deliberate economic attack on Germany. And this, if you've been following Tando Radio Show, we pointed out that 1 year ago in August, when the Tingian in port was hit with, in my opinion, a tactical nuke, all of the cars that you see there are Volkswagens, German cars, because they were one of the things that they were pissed was that Germany is now getting in bed with China behind closed doors, and that was one of the reasons, a message, and then here's where it's starting to unfold. But check out that article, very, very important. Next one. This one is a very, very important map of NORSA.com. And this map shows you, gives you, and we posted this into to for you all at Tando Radio Show, about a year ago, in our first season on air, probably our third month or our second month into our show. This is a live, shows you a live cyber attack map. Man, has this thing been going crazy today. So we're going to take a look at that, and maybe you could follow along if you have internet connection. And if you are inside of BTR, you can look at this yourself and you could see it. But we're going to take a look at it live today. Next article. And this one. This comes from the LATimes.com. Yes, an after-school Satan club could be coming to your kid's grade school. And my commentary is, no need for an after-school program. The system is already completely programmed. So what they're trying to do, I'm not going to give too much to this, but they're trying to have an after-school program, and they're going to try to push it young people, for children to engage in satanic clubs. So check out that article if you so want to. Next article, very, very important article. This comes from, we did a lot from CNBC today because I found that CNBC was really putting out some very pertinent and critical information. China and the Philippines could ink oil exploration deal in the South Sea of China. Oh, man, this is about to get ugly. China and the Philippines could ink oil exploration deal in the South Sea of China. China and the Philippines could begin exploiting long untapped energy reserves in the South Sea of China, according to reports coming out of this week's meeting between the Filipino president and high-ranking Chinese officials, including a Thursday sit-down with the Chinese president in Beijing. Oh, man, this is going to be critical. Then I also, next article, I put up a YouTube video, and I'm going to play it here. Because my sound is good enough. I'll play it from here. I didn't want to send it to Scotty because there's a bunch of things that we need to play today. But all of the sound will be great from coming from here. I already tested it. There's just want you to hear what the Filipino president said from his own mouth. Very, very important. So we'll check that out. Next one. Very, very important story of the day comes from CNBC. This was 6 hours ago or 7 hours ago. We posted this one. Well, 6 hours, 7 hours roughly. Well, major, this comes from CNBC. Major website across East Coast knocked out in apparent DDoS attack. Major websites and servers across the East Coast were shut down for 2 hours Friday morning by a deny of service attack. Domain hosting companies Dyna said the attack started around 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and lasted for more than 2 hours. It affected Dyna's managed domain name service infrastructure, which serves the companies including Amazon, Twitter, Swoop, CNBC, so forth and so on. It's a bunch of people. So that was earlier, and that thing has just blown up, and we're definitely going to talk about that. Next article comes from the Mercury News. After the big internet attack, most sites appear to be back on. And then that, my commentary, well, and then Tim Morrow said, still acting funny. Some still acting funny. And in my commentary, West Coast under cyber attack, and the third phase attacks happening as well. So that was this was from Mercury News. It says problems experienced by internet users across the Eastern U.S. appears to have ease, with most sites back online after web hosting services were invaded by hackers. Dyna, a significant domain server that facilitates the loading of web pages, said service restored at 9:20 a.m. And ever since then, it just continued to spiral down, down, down. Next article. Very, very important one. And this came from Yahoo News. U.S. warship challenges China's claim in the South Sea of China, officials. This was today. Not good, folks. A U.S. Navy warship sailed near islands claimed by China in the South Sea of China on Friday, the latest attempt to counter what Washington sees as Beijing's efforts to limit freedom of navigation in strategical waters, U.S. officials said. And we're going to have to take a look at this because this is going to be part of the Duarte and what's going on. Next article, we have some commentary from CNBC that we'll get to. And there's actually four that's there, and we're going to play those. And then the next article from CNBC, major website across East Coast knocked out an apparent DDoS. And it was just, this is the, as the day went on, it just continued. And I said continue to expand and grow, as it is continuing to expand and grow right now. And the last article for next is anti-vaxxers, Aussie nurses may face prosecution. Nurses and midwives who promote anti-vaccinations on social media or in person could face prosecution. The Nursing and Midwife Board of Australia has warned, urging members of the public to report those who spread misleading and deceptive material. This is sick. This is something everybody here needs. This is, I think, is going to be precedent because it's so funny. The evidence is there that, and there is no real research, no real proof, no real acknowledgement of what's in these vaccinations. So you have to go off of a doctor's. You got to have blind faith in the system, a healthcare system, and a doctor. And if you don't, you can go to jail. You're out your mind. Not only are you out your mind, people are going to stand up and fight against this, and they don't care what threats you have, because your threats are idle. You're full of it. Now, you can bully people and everything else, but you're going to try to, the system is going to, and I'm going to tell you, this is going to be picked up here now, and this is with schools and everything else. And they're going to try to get people to report on other people. And they're going to be, and how they're going to do it is that they're going to have their overall people on the take trying to lead people and to influence people that this is what we should be doing, and we should be telling on these individuals that say don't take vaccinations. Man, if this wasn't radio with young people, I have a bunch of choice words for you. And it's basically you're worthless. This is, and let me tell you, RT Today International put this. Let me tell you what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. The old Western ways of being the beacon of freedom is being lost. They're going to transfer it to China and Russia in the so-called emerging economies because they want to invoke the overall where people will ostracize and walk away to the system but stay within the system. To walk away from individuals and entities in the system but really stay in the system. This is really, really, really critical. Really critical. So check out this article. So with that being said, let me see. There was something else. Let me make sure. No, that was the only article. So that's what's in the news. But I do want to say this about before we go into the commercial break and then come out with the rest of the show. This article, let's pull this up real quick. Let me pull this article up real quick. And this comes from RT. Here it is. Nurses and midwives who choose to promote anti-vaccination on social media or in person could face prosecution. The Nursing and Midwives Boards of Australia has warned, urging members of the public to report those who spread misleading and deceptive material. Well, what about the death and destructions that's in these vaccinations? And then not only that, no person can force any person to put anything in their body. Just like with food, they're supposed to disclose, which I don't think that they do, what's in the food. There should needs to be a disclosure of what the medicine is. Because how do you know if someone is allergic to it, even if you had the best intentions? But these asshats don't have the best intentions. Not every person is made up the same. What's in the damn vaccinations, asshole? What's in it? Why are you trying to push this on the children? If you can't disclose in all of these corporations, and these are well-funded corporations, and these corporations have their own governments, their own rules, their own shadow government, they have their own military force, their own thugs that are mercenaries, they have all of that. Why do they have that? Because they're pushing death and destruction. So before you start in the general population running out and supporting different organizations that have mainstream events like runs and different charitable events, do some real research. Find out what's really going on. There's no way in the world that any person should be stuck and injected with something by misleading and deceptive material. That's the crime. And that's a crime against humanity. So, with no exceptions, we expect all registered nurses, enrolled nurses, and midwives to use the best available evidence in making practice decisions. This includes providing information to the public about public health issues. The chair of the Nursing and Midwives Board said in a statement, well, there isn't anything that you've provided. Just from you having this type of propaganda and bully tactics to where people that truly do care about other people understand this is basic. Not every person responds to anything in any different way. People are allergic to many things. But not only that, if you can't disclose what's in your vaccination, and then it'd be proven that's what's in the vaccination so that you can prove that to the confidence of the one that will be injected with the vaccination, if you can't prove to them that this is in their best interest, to hell with you. As the president of the Philippines likes to say about the United States, and the celebrity figurehead, as he is one too, here. So this article is very, very important. Don't sleep on this one, because this is going to be the precedence that's going to be spreading throughout the country and throughout, in my opinion, throughout the Western world. So, okay, everyone, listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break at any time today. Don't hesitate. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Oh, man, it kicked me out. I knew it. 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And we would love to hear from you. Get ready to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to kick into today's show. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, today is a very, very important show because of what's going on in the world. These are some of the reasons why we prepare, because we are, in my opinion, are not, I don't know the extent of it or the depth or the brevity of it all, but I would definitely say that this is going to be one of, or this could be, a very significant event that we've been talking about since we've been on air, of what you need to prepare for, and the cyber attacks. And this is, as we said earlier this year, last year, that, you know, this time the fall was going to be the fall. And we are in my opinion, the fall moments. And these are the events that are going to continue to unfold. Today's cyber attack is nothing small. It is huge. It is not just in the United States, it's actually in Europe as well, and it is spreading. And it has some very, very direct concerns that we should be made aware of, but because that we've been preparing, that we can meet those challenges that could come from the cautious nature of the concern that we should have with this. And we're going to talk about that in today's show. But before we do that, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490, 32 pound, and hit star 61. I'll see you in queue, and I will definitely bring you up. Would love to hear from you, because a dialogue is much more powerful than a monologue. So let's jump into today's show. And like I said, if you have any questions or comments that you would like to raise, don't hesitate, give us a call. All right, so here we go. I want to start today's show. I want to take a look at what is going on in the Philippines and what's going on. This is very, very important and very crucial and critical. So let's hear from the president of the Philippines. My system will play it and it will have good sound. So let me just fix this. I want you to hear what's happening, and then we're going to play something else. This is really, really quick, like 2 or 3 minutes, okay? But you need to hear it, in my opinion, very, very critical and crucial that we do, so that you know what's really going on. Let me just set this up. And what has happened, if you remember, as the South Sea of China started to unfold, I had said that I wouldn't be surprised if the South Sea of China will cause the Philippines and cause Taiwan and other nations to move towards China and Russia. And this is a backbreaker. This is huge. And there's a lot of reasons why this is so important, which we will definitely take a look at, you know, here. But what I want you to take notice is that the Philippine president has decided to go in a different direction. And he gave heads up about this a long time ago. Very, very long time ago. Not a long time. As he was running as the president-elect, and then as he started to move into, he gave all of the signals. So let me play this really quickly so that you can hear exactly what he has said. So set this up. Give me 1 second. I'm going to have this advertisement. Let me get through this advertisement real quick. Now, this is crucial because this will have direct ramifications on the everyday person here in the States. This is one of the reasons why we should be preparing, okay? Not the sole reason. It's one of the reasons why. All right, so hold on. Let me stage this. Here we go. Here we go. One sec.
A miracle has lost me. And will I realign myself in your ideological flow, and maybe I will also go to Russia to talk to Putin and tell him that there are three of us against the world: China, Philippines, and Russia. It's the only way. I, in this venue, Your Honors, in this venue, I announce my separation from the United States.
Okay. One second. Okay. One of the keys to what Duarte was saying is he said there is three of us against the world: the Philippines, China, and Russia. Now, what is he really saying? What is he really committing to? In my opinion, he is committing to what he already knows. And if you know about the Philippines, it's very crucial what the Philippines have done in the past. When the Hunt brothers was trying to corner the silver market, the Hunt brothers had governmental sovereign backing. And the two countries that gave sovereign backing to the Hunt brothers was Saudi Arabia, Libya, and the Philippines. They were all instrumental in assisting the Hunt brothers. One, in my opinion, and there was one, they said it was the one crown prince of Saudi Arabia, took the lead on the move to corner the silver market. And by doing that, the U.S. with Paul Volcker as the Federal Reserve Chairman went on a campaign to destroy that. And that's exactly what they were able to do. And this is where Muammar Gaddafi became public enemy number one from that day forward, because Muammar had first kicked out the Hunt brothers in Libya once as a colonel when they took over in the coup. Then there was the Philippines. Marcos was the president. And there was during the World War I, there was a large gold deposit that the Japanese was trying to seize from the Philippine people, and their overall wartime treatment of the Philippine people was disastrous. See, the Philippines is not, and I think that, like Gaddafi, this president of the Philippines understands history. And as he's challenged the so-called American CIA or clandestine operations to assassinate him, he dared him. This move is huge because it has everything to do with the economic direction and foundation of the new economy that is going to be established. We're moving from a debt-based economy where sovereign governments can create their overall wealth by stealing it from everyone else, by giving everyone else coupons and enforcing them to take it by way of a gun, to where it's going to be asset-based. One of the remarkable things about China throughout their history was far longer than the so-called United States history, is that they've never invaded a country at all. Never invaded a country. Now, are there some major... Of course there are. I've always tell you that I firmly think that all of these governments are in one big fraternity against the people. And the move now is to move from a debt-based economy to an asset-based economy. And in making that move, somebody has to take the fall so the rest of the world say, yes, this is what we need. The script has to be written perfectly. Well, it doesn't have to be written perfectly for people to buy into it nowadays. But it's being perfectly written and scripted for the world to see the down of one and the rising of another. The down goes Frazier moment for the U.S. is here. And it's been moving that way because the leverage that the U.S. had brought to the overall subjugation and enslavement of people has met its expiration. Hate has an expiration date. They have to refresh it. They have to trick and use some of the same things that has worked before in the past and reestablish it. And that's exactly what's happening here. This is huge because that trade route of the South Sea of China is going to be big. Let me give you an idea. Now, this is a CNBC article and video about the South Sea of China, but it's much more important than what they have said. But I posted this inside of BTR, Tando and BTR community. I would highly suggest that you all engage that. So let's hear it. Here this comes. We're going to play this. I want you to hear what was put on CNBC 11 hours ago today. So as soon as this populates, we will do just that. While it's doing that, while it's queuing up, this is going to have, this is a part of the currency war that's now turned into a trade war that is, in my opinion, is going to engage in a hot war or military conflict between the different sides, the debt side and the asset side. And the choice is yours as well as to which part do you think is going to win so that you can position yourself accordingly for it. I have my ideas of what that is, and believe me, debt is done.
So, it's been around since the S&P 500 was created in 1950.
One second, let this advertisement go, and then we'll get to it. So I think it's very critical for us to know what's really going on in the world and to have our own response to it. Not saying that you'll always get everything right, but we've had a pretty good record here at Tando Radio of saying, hey, this is what is possibly going to, how this is going to play out. Phenomenal. Here it is. Here it is.
Between Taiwan and Singapore is a political powder keg. Pretty much every country you see here wants a piece of it, and one country in particular wants most all of it. So what makes this small sea in East Asia so enticing? Well, it's partly to do with the fact that it's a critical shipping artery.
Well, I had to stop it real quick, because let me lay it out. The particular country that she's talking about wants all of it is China, just so you know, and they're laying out some of the other countries. So just wanted to make that plain. So here we go. Let's listen to this, because there's some very important things that's being said and the whole setup as to what we've been telling you is upon us, the things that you need to prepare for so that you can have opportunity and leverage. This is actually the method to get to the objective of destroying the everyday person's economy, but without destroying the economy itself. So here it is.
in Taiwan and Singapore is a political powder keg. Pretty much every country you see here wants a piece of it, and one country in particular wants most all of it. So what makes small sea in East Asia so enticing? Well, it's partly to do with the fact that it's a critical shipping artery. $5 trillion worth of goods cruise through its waters each year. But it's also got something to do with what's beneath the seabed, black gold. U.S. estimates only put it at something like 11 billion barrels of oil, so at current market prices, that puts its worth at just over $500 billion. But China's state-run oil company said it could be more like 125 billion barrels. For 70-odd years, China has laid claim to this large swath of the South China Sea, but it wasn't until recently that it stepped up its territorial bravado. So we're talking about building up its own artificial islands on top of reefs, sending its vessels into disputed territories, and planning its very own billion-dollar drilling rig near the Paracels Archipelago. And even after an international tribunal at The Hague ruled that China's claim had no legal basis, Beijing publicly rejected the verdict. But here's the thing. Those hotly contested waters aren't where we see those highly sought-after resources. Take a look. The United Nations lays out the boundaries like this. Now look again at where they think all those undiscovered oil fields might be. They're largely hugging the shoreline in uncontested parts of the sea. So then what's all the fuss actually about? Some say that China's maritime ambitions might be less about its taste for sweet crude and more to do with staging a nationalistic show of force.
Okay, now, the last part of that was critical. Yes, the oil reserves are part of it, and if you go to our page inside of BTR community, you can see this so that you can actually visually see this the CNBC article. Now, a lot of the oil reserves are up against China, and some are down by Vietnam in that area. But the South Sea of China is critical for the shipping lanes because all of commerce, the commerce that moves through there is over $5 billion, and that's, in my opinion, is going to expand double. And this is a strategical move by China, and the Philippines is critical because of its where it is with the Chagres Shores Islands, and just where Philippines are geographically here. This is all about having an economic fundamental foothold in a position of advantage strategically for the economy going forward, especially in a asset-based economy, because the ASEAN nations that the nations that make up the ASEAN nations there produce the majority of the manufactured goods that the world uses. This is critical. And these are things that you need to know. And by Duarte moving towards China, and then he said he's going to go see Putin. And earlier in the year, he said the U.S. has no money, China and Russia does, so I'm going there. What was he talking about, money? See, Duarte knows what real money is. And he was absolutely right. China and Russia, China has the money because they only import gold. They never tell their gold holdings, when they start to release what their gold holdings are as this currency war and this trade war moves into military confrontation, they're going to release some of their gold holdings, and the world is going to run to them just like the Philippines just did. What the Philippines just has done, what they have just done, is what the rest of the world is going to be doing. They're going to tell the U.S. to go pound sand. Oh, the AIIB, Canada joined, was one of the last countries that joined. That is a huge slap in the face. And this is going to expand everywhere to where this is going to isolate a former bully. And that bully is going to respond by force. So this was something that I definitely wanted you guys to know and to check out. We got a caller in queue. Let me go to this caller really quickly. One second, caller. So these are some of the things that we definitely need to know and talk about how you should be leveraging and preparing for this. Let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
It's Jerry coming from Chattanooga. How you doing, Dave?
What's up, Jerry?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I had a few questions. I'm sure they'll lead to more. But the same thing with the fracking of the oil. The woman stated on the YouTube channel that you had us listening to, she said that they was doing it as a show of force. Now, my question is, with fracking, don't you have to test whatever area you're fracking at? You have to test that first, right?
Yeah, to get a idea of where you want to start to have that that destructive drilling to extract that by water pressure and steam pressure to get that oil. Yes.
Now, along with that oil, is there any possibility that there could be precious metals in that particular area also? Because I know they have this going on here with the North Dakota Reservation, but I also, by way of Brother Davis, he had posted something where they getting ready to start fracking in the Ohio, in the Ohio River in West Virginia. And I remember a couple of years back, they don't show this, well, I can't find it no more. They used to have a little map of all of the precious metals that was in the United States. You don't have that no more. It was some based out on the coast, the East Coast, and smack dab at the top, bordering Canada. And I just noticed that while I was listening to that, I just thought about the fracking that's going on the East Coast right here in West Virginia, not too far from me. And then in North Dakota, both of those are bordering those lands where those precious metals was at, that I remember seeing on a little map once upon a time. What you think about that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Jerry, there is a definite move to secure land in the United States that has precious metals in the ground. And one of the tactics that they use many tactics to deceive the people. They'll say that they're doing one thing when they're actually doing something. One of the things one of the preferred tactics is that they'll try to make a place a wildlife refuge or a sanctuary, a wildlife sanctuary, so that there could be no digging or anything else. They do that, especially on the West Coast. The current celebrity figurehead has designated millions and millions and millions of acres of land as wildlife refuge all of a sudden after coming from an ASEAN meeting, an emergency ASEAN meeting that he called in the summer. And this is one of the ways, and yes, I definitely could see fracking being a part of that in itself. And why is that? Is because there is a huge move globally to secure resources because of the overall importance of them that is going to start to become more relevant every day for the everyday persons and for sovereign wealth, because all the sovereign wealth right now has been lost because of debt. So it is a race now. Not only is there a currency war, a trade war, and it's going to be a shooting war, but there's a securing of assets war that is being waged. And the more assets the governing entities hold, and if you ever look up the word government, it means to rule you, the more assets that the rulers have, the more control that they have over their subjects. So yes, I can see them using the fracking, getting natural gas and getting oil and using it for as a smoke screen, because to really energize have industrial energy, you really don't need gas or oil. You really don't need to use gas or oil. But see, but that's always been the trick, because it's easy to get people to go to war over oil because we've been indoctrinated to that in the schooling, when it's really something else. It's not the oil or the natural gas. It's actually the assets that control the economy. Now, oil is very, very important. And the thing about oil is that they lie to you about how it comes about. The earth produces oil. It produces it. But they lie to tell you that it's done from somewhere else so that there can be scarcity in it, and then they can validate a fighting for it for war, and you'll say, yep, I don't want my gas prices to go up. We're chasing a facade. And destroying the living planet by that. Go ahead.
They treat it like diamonds. How diamonds are so plentiful, but they had it and give you only a section of it, right?
They manipulate diamonds, without a doubt. The very same family that bought you the atomic bomb is the ones that maintain the overall monopoly and the manipulation of the diamonds by way of the De Beers. Yes, the De Beers are relatives of the Oppenheimer family, the very same Oppenheimer family that brought you the destruction of nuclear technology, the very same Oppenheimer family that was really behind Apple. It wasn't really Steve Jobs, it was Peter Oppenheimer. And the same Oppenheimer family that brought you the Zionist country of Israel. And the Star of David is named after Peter Oppenheimer. So, David Oppenheimer. Peter did Apple. So, yes, and diamonds is manipulated as well for that way. And see, one of the things that they always give you is a facade. See, they say that your diamond shows someone, your significant, your wife or your husband, or especially for women, they were smart in their overall propaganda. See, this is how you show your love to your, oh man, what a facade, what a shake, man. Hold on, Jerry, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Listen, you listen to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely don't hesitate, jump in. Listen, Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we have our brother Jerry that's there, coming to us live, making some great points, and had a very important question. Now, you know, one of the things that's important about this is that just today the Navy has sent in one of their warships to actually challenge the freedom of navigation inside of some of the islands that China has designated as theirs. So today, what they did is they sent the USS. Oh, let me look at this really quickly. the U.S. Navy destroyer, here it is, let me just read it to you. This came from Yahoo. U.S. challenges China's claim in the South Sea of China. Why did they do it today? Because they're not really, not only are they challenging China, they're actually now challenging the Philippines. The Philippines is now going to be the target of the U.S. Here it is. A guided missile destroyer, U.S. Decatur, operating in the South Sea of China as part of the expedition strike route in the South Sea of China. U.S. destroyer sailed near the claimed islands by China in the South Sea and China on Friday, drawing a warning from the Chinese warship to leave the area. The U.S. action was the latest attempt to counter what Washington sees as Beijing's effort to limit freedom of navigation in strategical waters, the U.S. official said. The Chinese Defense Ministry called the move illegal and provocative, saying that the two Chinese warships had warned the U.S. destroyer to leave. The guided missile destroyer, USS Decatur, challenged exercise maritime claims near the partial islands among a string of islands of a string of outlets in the reefs and shoals of China that has a territory dispute with its neighbors, the officials speaking on conditions of anonymity. Why was that so important today? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the expansion of World War III, and they were pissed yesterday when the president of the Philippines said the U.S. has lost.
You know what, Dave?
Yeah, good, Jeff.
That's really interesting because we know that the U.S. has control of the heart machine, and just 2 days ago, after the Philippine president had been talking about Obama, they got hit with this super typhoon the same way that Haiti and the East Coast got hit with it. You know, that's another destabilizing tactic, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, and Japan has been blasted in media time, you know, many times. One of the reasons why World War the U.S. how the U.S. got Japan to attack Pearl Harbor is by sanctioning them because they wouldn't go along with the economic program that the U.S. did, so they was going to starve them out, so Japan had to attack. So, yeah, and then, you know, Fukushima, in my opinion, was same thing, and then now Japan actually had a 6.6 yesterday. I wouldn't be surprised if the Philippines is going to get more than just a letter from... I got a letter from the government... from the U.S. government, they're going to get a whole lot more. This is why there's no way in the world the U.S. is going to allow the Philippines to leave. And this is going to be a clear pivot point into the expansion of the war.
I found something else interesting, and what made me think about this is because My phone has been acting up here lately. Not sure if I'm going to get another one or not, but I reset it, hoping that I could save it for a little while longer or whatnot. And when I rebooted my phone, you know, you have to get your Wi-Fi signals and everything together. Well, when I rebooted my phone, I found that it was a NSA surveillance van around my area. Never had been one before, but you know, I'd be talking this same type of conversation, and right after I seen that, it was an article that come off of news.vice or Vice News, and it says that the NSA contractor stole 50,000 gigs of data over 20 years. Now I'm wondering if do anybody else ever check their Wi-Fi signal to see what other signals are being produced around them, because everybody that's and this is something that attests to what Scotty talks about all the time, is these people just sitting around listening to what we're saying and watching what we're doing. And with people like you and Scotty and everybody else who calls in with bits and pieces of information this is something that we should be worried about, don't you think?
You know what, Jerry, one of the things that I realize and I know is that if you're using their system that they've created, they've created it for a reason. And I don't worry myself about that. Only from this standpoint is that I still choose to do what I'm going to do. And yes, whenever you use the internet, that's their system. You didn't create it. That's their system. It actually, when they told you where the internet came from, is a lie. It actually is a part of CERN, the same people that brought you the Large Hadron Collider. They were the ones that actually developed the internet. So there's so many ways you really can't. If you want to inform people, you want to talk about what's important to you, I don't think that it should ever be tempered by what someone else wants, because then they'll have two lives and you'll have none. So I think it's very important. Do they listen? Yeah, they probably do. Should we care? That's based on the individual person. I can only speak to me. I don't care. I really don't care. I'm not going to ever stop. My sovereignty is beyond what I see with my eyes. It's extended in the eternity of my spirit. So how can you kill me or threaten me when you didn't create me? So for me, that's just how it works. And yes, I do know history tells you that there have been clandestine operations. There's been people that have always been a part of trying to manipulate different individuals. And so I think the key is if you never come up in their system as far as where you make a conservative obligation to uphold them, and then you start to find out things, then you start to divulge things, this is what gets people, in my opinion, knocked off. This is what, because just like with Kennedy, just like with King and a bunch of other people, they had contacts with them, and there were deals that were probably struck. And then people sometimes get a conscience and say, I'm not doing this anymore. And then that's when they hit you. So I think it is something that is relevant and very prevalent, but I don't think it should be anything that deters us from doing what we're doing, because in my opinion, is much greater. As Scotty is, Scotty coined a great thing: resistance is victory. So we always win.
Hey Dave, let me say this to the caller. I don't care. I know they are listening to me. And when I first started 8 years ago, I had some software, some virus, and the internet protection software. But this particular software would trace the attack back to the IP address of the computer it came from. And I found one of the attempted hacks, they did not get through. I traced it back to a government building in Falls Church, Virginia. So I've known for a very long time that they've been watching us. I mean, they do everybody. They monitor all media channels. But I knew that with the type of subject matter that we cover and declaring our self-determination and being unashamedly black and what have you, and talking about everything. And so I know they listening, and I count on them listening. This is how I speak truth to power. When I hear the commissioner of the former commissioner, he's retired now, giving a speech like he did earlier this year to the cadets, telling them they view us as slave catchers. When I see police union people coming out talking about we've been involved in a lot of bad stuff in terms of the black community, I know they listening. They ain't anywhere else. What other network you heard them refer to cops as slave catchers? Okay? I know that they are listening. And then with the way that some of the prisoners have called in to the different programs on this network over the years, with the beginning with the Free Alabama movement 2 years ago, calling in the New Abolitionist Radio, I know they watching us. The fact that I'm in contact with Black Panthers, veterans, and I've interviewed some of them that's living outside of the country in exile. I know they listen. They would be fools if they didn't listen to Black Talk Radio, if they were doing their job. So I don't concern myself with them as far as I don't give them the noose to put around my neck.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. But hey, brothers, we got some other callers in queue. Man, Jerry, as always, great dime pieces that you always drop. Stay on board, brother, and definitely hit me up a little bit later. Much love, much respect, Jerry.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Okay,
thank
brother.
You, too.
Oops, I didn't mean to cut Jerry. He was saying, say thank you too, Scotty. Let's go to the next caller that's there. Ramon.
What's up, Dave?
How you doing, brother?
Man, still working, but I ain't never too busy to call the show. Hey,
definitely.
Brother, Jerry just got off the phone there. Yeah, this mission is not for the faint-hearted, and I don't think he is one of them. But one
no,
day
no, without a doubt.
Oh, I know he's not. He wouldn't be on this station. You know what I'm saying? This mission ain't designed for everybody, and nor do we even need everybody on the front lines. We probably need some people to just sit at home and spectate. I would say one good movie that I would recommend that people haven't saw that recently came out. Have you seen that movie Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. With me, Ramon, just so you know, if you ever say to me, have you seen that movie, you could just always end it with saying no, because I don't watch movies.
Okay. Well,
But ain't nothing wrong with it. I just don't do it.
No, man. I know you ain't saying nothing wrong with it, but I want to put you up on it then, too. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is a story about a U.S. and a Russian agent put together to basically... to stop whatever, you know, sinister acts was being put out there against supposedly us. But in this movie, they revealed that the Nazis had created malaria by engineering malaria through mosquito, or, you know, creating it and trying to find the best host. They found that the best host of malaria was the mosquito, okay? And this was supposed to have been had done by one of the World War II veterans. Skip that. I'm doing a remodel right now for a family who the husband is a high-ranking CIA guy with the Pentagon. Okay, so I would say to Brother Jerry is they all over, man. You don't even know if you're sitting next to him. You know what I'm saying, having coffee one day. So I don't think we should put our focus on worrying about that, other than making sure you don't incriminate yourself on something you ain't willing to stand up for. And today.
Right.
Today, Scotty had a show with one of the brothers from, you know, one of our elders from the Black Panthers, and I think he gave a lot of good stuff on that show that if we have those type of questions, we should go back and archive that show for today with Brother Roz on there, and that's all I have to say for now.
Definitely. I missed that. I'm going to try to check that out myself. So great points, Brother Ramon. We got another caller. Hold on, Ramon. We got another caller here. Brother Davis, go.
Hey, brother, how are you this evening?
Good. It's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Absolutely, man. Listen, I just want to chime in. The United States is doing what they're doing in the South Pacific because literally, but you fail to realize, most people fail to realize, I'm quite sure you understand, is once these people start jumping ship, the countries are going to jump ship, NATO's going to fall apart, the BRICS nations are going to expand, and that gives power to the financial situation that Russia and China has built. You see, when every great kingdom begins to fall, they fight wherever they can to sustain whatever they can. And that's what you see happening right now. But eventually, it's still going to happen. It doesn't make a difference how long they prolong it. It is still going to happen. And when China and Russia decide that we're going to unite an alliance in the South Pacific, literally it's going to change the dynamic. I'm hoping that the United States will not go to the extent of going to the nuclear option, because if they do, that will literally change the world. But if they don't, there'll have to be an agreement to some certain submissions in order to be able to reestablish themselves maybe 50 to 100 years down the line, and hopefully restructure the United States like it once was. But as it looks right now, it'll never be the same. And if your confrontations that you see, you're going to see on and off until something directly massive happens. And the other, and I think it's really going to be, it doesn't have to be destructive, don't get me wrong, because if you do something like an EMP in a major metropolitan area, that's enough to terrify the rest of the people in the country to force them, the government, to make a decision about submitting to the circumstances of the time. But we have so many devastating weapons nowadays that we have to seriously consider. We don't need to have death tolls like Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But we don't know who is that really who is with the finger on the button. So that could happen, or it can be an entirely different type of war, meaning that it could be all electronic and EMP, because literally that would just devastate a war theater also. So literally it's going to be interesting, but either way it goes, I'm hoping personally that we don't use a nuclear option, because I don't think that humanity can live beyond that. I just wanted to go in and chime in, brother.
Man, great, great points, Brother Davis. Great, great points. Yeah, this is the move that's going to be happening. And the thing is that sometimes you have to realize that sometimes you have to knock the king down on the chessboard when before the checkmate happens.
Absolutely.
You know, and this is a case where it's time for them to drop the king. It really is, because the rest of the world is moving in that direction. And you know, one of the things that I know with today's technology, and one of the things that I think is that they can definitely use a nuclear option, and it doesn't have to destroy the whole world because of the tactical nukes. And I do believe that there is going to be a confrontation, World War III, and that's going to lead to Global Nuclear War I, but I don't think it's going to last for very long. And it's going to, because the last one didn't, you know, the one when they actually terrorized Japan and dropped on the innocent people, and women, children, and men that had nothing to do with anything, when they dropped those two nuclear devices on them, was an act of terror. It didn't last long after that. Now, I also think that it's not necessary for it to last that long. And then they'll try to come up with a redeeming thing, is that they were able to, through cyber attack, which we're going to get into now, so important, they were able to disengage the overall purveyors of violence. And because of that, those weapons weren't able to work, and they had to surrender. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be a change. Like, if you grew up in the 80s and in the 90s, before 2000, and you were traveling and everything else, after the events in New York, a lot changed. Well, that's going to be nothing, but it's going to be just as fast as that with the changes that are going to be coming. So, great points.
And Brother Dave, let me add one more thing, too. A lot of people don't realize, but the power structure behind white supremacy is NATO. If NATO falls, or falling with the financial system they have, white power structure literally is dismantled. Because remember now, other countries were mad because in NATO, all of the leaders were of European descent. So literally, all of the tears coming into the whole ramification of New World Order. And that's why Putin said, we're going to stop this so-called New World Order, because if there's order in the world, we're going to have a say in it. And that's one of the reasons why he's pushing the way he's pushing. Okay, I'll go back in the room and listen, brother. Peace.
Man, hey, give my regards to Sister Davis. Much love, much respect. Go ahead, Ramon.
Yeah, I also wanted to add on that too, man. That reason why I brought up about the use of, since you're talking about nuclear wars and stuff like that. See, I I've narrowed it down in my mind that it ain't got to be so outwardly loud. It could be as simple as what recently the FTC just had a meeting with the drone manufacturers of the world,
And one thing they announced in that seminar that anybody wants to go look at, they can see it. One of those great things, one of the great, great issues they were having, or they brought up on that, is about privacy issues. But one of the key things that came up is about how small these drones can get down to like a insect size.
Yep.
Someone pointed out that this is a way that they could also deliver these types of weapons of mass destruction. You don't have to have these loud, overt, you know, bombs flying over Baghdad type of syndrome or thinking. It can get mm-hmm. as small as something that minuscule that could be unleashed on people. You know, so I think we should make sure when we're having these type of conversations, or we're bringing these type of things up in our conversations, we're aware that there are so many ways to have an attack on us, you know, as you pointed out, you know, or Scotty pointed out, with the internet and everything else. We can be attacked in so many ways that, you know, as they're saying, this is what's going to be next on the list, the drones. So I think people need to keep their eyes on that too.
Yeah, because we are actually under, in my opinion, the attack. Today's modern warfare has no garrison area. The cyber, and I've always talked about here, I've always said, watch, it's going to be on a Friday. It's going to be a major cyber attack that's going to bleed into the different things and the different. They don't need old prehistoric nuclear weapons to destroy. The internet does it quite handily now, and this is quite more powerful than a nuclear bomb going off, because this destruction maintains, it can destroy people without destroying infrastructure. And this is what I believe that we're definitely going under now, and what we're going to talk about now is what's happening now. Very, very important. And this cyber attack is something that you all, I believe, that you should be preparing for. Now, one of the things, I want you to go to this website. It's NORSECORP.com. Okay? And I want you to save this website. I'm going to pull this up real quick. This website, what this website shows you is that it actually gives you, and how real it is, I don't know, but it gives you a good idea of the overall cyber war that's going on. Today's global nuclear war, World War III, is going to be set by cyber attacks, cyber war, cyber warfare that's going to lead to, in my opinion, widespread but tactical nuclear responses. And that is going to be one of the things that I think is going to be dictate the overall direction. And this is a map that you all should be checking out, and it's loading up for me real quick. Then when we come back out of the break, there's some things I want you to hear. This cyber attack stuff, everyone, is we've been telling you about it, and the very people that are saying it's happening and they're trying to fix it are probably the very same ones that are doing it. I'll give you an example. You know, there's different people that say they're here to protect you, but they're the ones that's causing all the destabilization or are attacking you themselves. It's plausible deniability. The most effective cyber attack is the one that you give your password to. I mean, cyber hacker is the one you give the password to. It's the one that you have the most confidence in. It's when you pick up the computer, the laptop, the tablet, and the smartphone. You are now on the battlefield of cyber attack, and you're losing. And this is going to be, this is, as this starts to unfold, people are going to come into a realization. Technology, just like power, just like power, a powerful individual with no moral foundation is destructive. Technology without a moral azimuth is destructive. So when you look at this map, you can see it gives you the origin of attack, the intended target of the attack, and you can see the bombardment. And this is commercial, this is sovereign, this is, you know, militarily. These are just some of the attacks that go on. So you can see how vast this battlefield is. The old battlefields of land with boots on the ground, that's prehistoric. That's just for the cameras. The real attack, ladies and gentlemen, happens by way of technology. It happens by nanoparticles. It happens by algorithms. It happens by inclusion. How many people love Facebook? How many people love smartphones? Smartphones are so popular now. People have more relationships with their phone than they do their so-called loved ones, because it's been made convenient. It's the war of convenience that destroys us. You know, one of the things that I learned as a young man, waiting for this to load up, and I'm gonna move on because it's taking too much time. But one of the things, but by the time we come out of the break, you may go into the break. When we come out of the break, we'll definitely take a look at this, and then we need to take a look at what's going on with this cyber attack. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, to me, the attack that really matters, because cyber attacks brings EMP. The grid goes down, because the grid is run by the electrical impulses of technology.
Hey, Dave.
One of the things that I... Yeah.
Yeah, I've been reading up on this attack. This attack ain't too complicated. It's just a simple DoD attack. That is where you have computers asking the main computer that you are attacking so many requests that it can't process them all. So what they're using actually, from according to popular... I think it's Popular Mechanics, but they're saying that what they are using is smart refrigerators to attack it, and webcams, and where people having and thermostats. You know how they had a smart homes mm-hmm. these days,
yeah,
and yep. people had not changed the default passwords from the manufacturer and left them the same, and so that's what they're using, is these smart devices, smart refrigerators, smart thermostats to launch these attacks.
Yep, and also tablets and laptops. Yeah, and we're going to take a look at that. Because Scotty's absolutely right. Now, why is this so prevalent? Because what you're seeing is that you're starting to see how the battlefield is going to be constructed and how it's going to be used. This may not be the one that disturbs your way of life today, but it's definitely one that is being positioned, because just like the Stuxnet, one of the things the delivery system that this has is that this also brings a virus that can embed inside of different things at the appropriate time that can be used. So this is coming from a lawyer, a dude that don't know much about technology, but I understand the overall criminal mind in warfare of this whole thing. So listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. At any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. When we come out of the break, we got another caller in queue, but I want to play this CNBC stuff so that you can see what this cyber attack stuff, what is really, because this is going on not just here in the United States, it's on the West Coast, the East Coast, and throughout, it's also in Europe. This is intentional, and this is going to be used as leverage, and believe me, it's going to be used for leverage in this overall World War III global nuclear war one paradigm. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61. And let me tell you, today is not the last day, and it is only the beginning of some of the things that you are going to need to be prepared for, because at some point, at some time, these cyber attacks are going to directly affect you in a more profound way. And just hopefully it doesn't go into areas that will affect now. It gives you more time to prepare, but it will in the future. It will shut down banking. It will shut down different things of very of relative importance. The sewer system, the water system, the delivery system of goods, the food, and everything else. This is how these things are going. This is the tool that's really going to be used, and it's a very effective one to attack the people. In my opinion, this is a depopulation plan agenda that is conspiracy agenda that is being waged against the everyday person. So what I want to do real quick, these couple of videos are real, real short. They're like 2 and 3 minutes. I want you to hear what's really being said in these videos really quickly. So let me set this up really quickly. You'll be able to hear it. Here we go. And this is something that we've been talking about since we came on air, the cyber attack threat, why it is the preferred method in today's war against the general population. So let me pull this thing up, and then hopefully it will come up. Okay, here we go. While it's doing that, while it's loading, let me see, is it going to load? Yep. Okay, so now, while this is loading, see, to me, these types of things are quick, they're fast. You don't know who has done it. You know, they say there's a group called Anonymous. Really, what does that mean? Who are they? You don't know. But see, this is the most effective way, because then propaganda can establish whoever they want that organization to be that best serves, and they're able to, in their mistakes, to respond to it appropriately to cover their tracks. Oh, man, this is such a powerful thing, and this is why they've been pushing everyone to get these phones and getting this smart technology. And see, what they did is they baited everyone, just like they bait deer. They've given them some comfort, some security, and then everyone becomes dependent on it, and then boom, the trap has been set. So let's check out, here we go, let's check out some of what's going on so that you can hear it. From here we go.
This is not a hack that a lot of consumers would think of, like where Yahoo or they lost my data or something. It's really an attack on the infrastructure.
One second, let me read.
There are services that.
Here we go.
Your U.S. property. But this is not a hack that a lot of consumers would think of, like where Yahoo or they lost my data or something. It's really an attack on the infrastructure, where services that allow the computers to communicate are overwhelmed with requests. And because those requests are so overwhelming, they're not able to fulfill the services that they have. And so it causes these mass disruptions.
Yeah, I mean, it causes. So what do you do about that? There's nothing you can do to defend that, is there?
successful. So this type of attack is almost impossible to stop. Yeah. You can really only mitigate against it. You're really trying to filter good requests versus bad requests, or throttle, which is, hey, I'm only going to allow so much of a request coming from a particular place. But there's really no stopping this type of request, which is called a distributed denial of service attack.
So there were some indications from the tech community, Stephen, that this might have actually been centered on a major DNS host based in New Hampshire. It's actually a pretty small player. I mean, I don't know how you say it, DYN, DIN, or DINE. Could that be the case, that such a small player could actually end up affecting all of these major websites and the internet infrastructure that we're talking about?
Absolutely. In fact, actually, something like this happened last year to Netflix. They used a different service provider. It just shows the interconnectedness of the internet, where different people are providing different services, and you see the risks of doing business and operating services on the internet that one company could impact many others.
I mean, you know a lot more about this than I do, but I was just thinking about that interrelationship, the commonality of the servers that are used by so many different companies. Is there a way to diversify that? Would that help this problem to some degree?
Well, absolutely. There are a lot of different strategies, and there are many companies that provide DDoS mitigation services. There are different tools and technologies to do it. But the real fundamental thing is that there's really no stopping it. When you think back a couple of weeks ago, there was an investigative journalist, Brian Krebs, was hit with an overwhelming DDoS attack around 600 gigabytes per second. When you think about that, that's roughly the Library of Congress every 2 minutes. So stopping it completely isn't really going to happen. There's really only ways of managing and mitigating.
And once again, I'll state the obvious. This just shows how vulnerable we are in the world of cyberspace, especially when you consider the disruption to commerce. PayPal announced a little while ago that the people were unable to make payments because of this today.
Yes, and it's one of those growing problems. We've seen sort of a trend. If you remember back even a year plus ago, some of the banks were also targets of these types of attacks, which stopped them from operating normally. So it's a big challenge that I think many people are trying to attack, but certainly not a solved problem.
Okay, now let me tell you, in my opinion, they said a lot there. They pretty much told you what the game plan is. They came in with something small, so that they can embed themselves into, at the appropriate time, to be much bigger. What was just being told? They told you what the plan of the future is going to be. See, this ties in, even though this is real small, see, that's what they always want. Then they say, hey, this was something small. And then later on, they're going to say, oh, wow, it led to something much bigger because it was more sophisticated than we thought, because this cyberspace thing is so broad and it's so vast that we didn't know that and they're going to say that it didn't come from a sophisticated, they're going to say, basically, Lou, that it didn't come from Russia. But then later on, I bet you they're going to use that, yeah, this was them. We've seen this here. This is all the plausible deniability to get into what they really do want to affect. Commerce, banking, and your everyday way of life. And they slowly, it's a methodical approach to do it. You don't just go, one of the things that you always want to do to your enemy is to conquer them without firing a shot. And this is, and there's always ways and avenues to do that. There are always inroads to do it. The most vulnerable thing that we have is towards technology now. You know that because they called it smart. You know that because they were giving it away. You know that because they made everyone so reliant on it. You know that because they established it. These people have never given you anything that's been beneficial to you. Nothing at all. And it never will be. And the sooner we understand that and then make our own decisions based off of that and establish the response, the appropriate response from that without using the same energy that was attacking us, and don't use that same, have that same intention and that same energy as that, then there's nothing that, no weapon that they could ever form can defeat you. So I want to play another one just to hear the growing of this. Very, very important. Then we're going to go to the caller that we have in queue. Hold on, Rod. We'll be right there. Very, very important that we see, because this is all unfolding in a way that we've been talking about here, that on a Friday, you're going to get hit with a major cyber attack. This may not be it, because the one that is going to be it is going to be similar to this. It's going to be small and it's going to be a NAS. Oh, another thing. Then all of a sudden, boom, your whole world changes. And it won't go back on. The lights won't go back on until those that created the system for the lights and the ones that cut it out until they turn it back on. So very, very critical. Hold on. Let's get this rolling. Listen to what was being said here and devise your own thought patterns, because that's the key. So hold on.
Here we go. In Washington, web technology provider Dyn says it is under cyber attack as of right now for the second time today. This is an attack that earlier today caused widespread internet outages and difficulty for people on the East Coast accessing various websites, including Twitter, up and down the East Coast corridor. Dyn says today, statement to CNBC, that the original attack was mitigated and customer service was restored. They say we are currently mitigating a second attack now. They say they'll provide us more information on exactly what's going on here once it's all resolved. The first attack was reportedly a distributed denial of service attack. That's an attack in which computers around the world and from a variety of locations hit one particular location all at the same time and flood it with traffic to shut it down. That's what they mitigated earlier today. Just gotten a statement here also from a spokesperson at the Department of Homeland Security. They say we're aware and are investigating all potential causes of this attack on internet traffic in the East Coast of the United States, Scott. So something to monitor here. It's going to have an impact potentially on a lot of companies throughout the internet.
Okay, so now they just justified where the people will be requiring that Department of Homeland Security become relevant. This is how the mainstream media starts to put off the propaganda. They create a problem that creates chaos, and they have you to beg them for the solution. Last one. Check this out. Very, very important. This is the last. This was maybe an hour and a half ago, just before the show started. This was the latest on this whole thing, and as you'll see, that this small thing has embedded itself just like a gnat, and it is doing exactly what the ones that created this attack for it to do. It's spreading its tentacles, and it's spreading itself and embedding itself as a virus everywhere. So hold on, here we go. One sec. Sorry about that, y'all. It was a commercial. Hold on. Let me get through this commercial. Let me turn this down. And then we'll get to the call of the queue. Hold on a second, caller. Okay, here we go.
Cyber attack that we've been seeing on the East Coast throughout the day is a company called Dyn. They're in Manchester, New Hampshire. They make the infrastructure pieces that connect IPs to that connect computers to websites around the country, particularly affected today through this massive cyber attack that began just after 7 o'clock this morning. I just hung up the phone with the folks at Dyn, and they told me a couple of things, including the fact that there is a third wave of this cyber attack is underway right now. They say this is a massive cyber attack. They say it's well-planned and sophisticated are the terms they use to describe it, and they also say it's coming from tens of millions of IP addresses, all hitting Dyn servers at the same time. That's a very big amount of traffic that's designed to slow down what Dyn itself can do on behalf of its customers. That's why so many websites have been impacted throughout the day. And they also say that they can confirm that one of the sources here is what's called a MARAI botnet. Now, that is source code, they say, that can be distributed to Internet of Things devices. So that is a new twist in the cybersecurity world, an Internet of Things distributed attack. This is a new way of hitting these servers at Dyn, and they say that they are working to mitigate this attack throughout the day today, but they say they've been hit by a massive, massive cyber attack, a third wave of which is underway now, and they say that it's coming, as I say, from tens of millions of IP addresses, Kelly.
So,
So, Eamon, a couple of questions which are going to come up when people are wondering about this all day or seeing the headlines tomorrow, and it's how do we interpret this in a political context? Are we under cyber attack, or is this viewed as a company-specific problem? Does it have anything to do with the fact that we've seen all these headlines about the U.S. looking to launch a cyber attack on Russia, all the various things that have happened in the past with other countries? How are we to interpret this?
Absolutely natural questions, Kelly. It's a little early to say for sure. I've talked to folks at the Department of Homeland Security and at U.S. intelligence agencies today, and they're not offering any indication now as to who it might be who is doing this, but clearly somebody very hostile is hitting Dyn servers right now with this third wave of this attack today, but it's not clear to what end or why they're doing it. It's definitely impacting a whole bunch of websites that use Dyn systems or are affected as this sort of spirals out throughout the rest of the internet, but who's doing it and why, they're just not there yet. The Department of Homeland Security tells me that they are aware of this and they're looking for root causes here, but nothing yet from them. Clearly, there's the possibility that this is a criminal act. There's a possibility that this is a state-sponsored attack. All of that will be looked at by investigators. But this gives you the sense of what companies in this day and age of cybersecurity have to be prepared to deal with, Kelly.
Okay, so there you have it. This is from the mainstream media. This is from CNBC. Why is this so relevant? Because they're setting the stage up for everything for the future. Or this could actually be it. You know, one of the things that is going to start to dissolve because it's already been, they've already let everybody know. They always tell you before they do it that they're going to go to war with Russia, cyber attacks here and there. So this is why it's so important for you to have physical control of things. And the best things to have physical control of are those that the great creator God Almighty has created. Once you do that, you actually position yourself and leverage yourself accordingly. So let's go to, I got a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. I want them to sound off. Here we go. Raj, shoot. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, peace. How you doing?
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm good. Peace to you and Brother Scotty, Brother Ramon, all the other callers. You like a soothsayer because you called it on a Friday. You said it. And this whole situation reminds me of there was a program called Cyber War on Vice.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about Stuxnet. And the way this situation went down seems identical to Stuxnet. It's basically snuck in under the radar. And like you said, it spread like a hydra. It just spread its tentacles everywhere. And when they were ready, like you said, at the appropriate time, they did what they had to do. So somebody was talking with me on BTR Community, and he was saying this could be a dry run, which is exactly what I think it is. It's a dry run for the big setup coming down the road. And I just wanted to touch on a couple of things that were brought up throughout the evening's discussion. The first thing was I thought about these white supremacists, like you were talking about earlier, setting up these wildlife preserves and all of these different situations where they have these minerals under the earth, but they're trying to practice rhetorical ethics to give you some idea that they're saving the animals and saving the environment, mm-hmm. when in reality they're doing clandestine operations to get these things out the ground.
Right.
And it made me think back to the fact that we talked about this a couple months ago in Tando, the fact that 20 years ago China bought up just about all of the United States rare earth mineral sites. America owns none of its continental rare earth mineral sites, and I saw that in a documentary on PBS. They said that there's only one company in the continental United States that is owned by the United States that mines for rare earth minerals. All of the other ones were bought up by China 20 years ago when the United States had no idea of the importance of rare earth minerals to technology. So China has them in the pocket with that. And I think that's a big reason why they're doing what they're doing with the wildlife preserves and all of these rhetorical ethics that they're using to get at the minerals that they do have access to, since those particular spots are spots that China was not able to buy. So I think that's one of the premises for them doing that. The next thing is when you were talking about drones, excuse me, I remember, I think I sent it to you like before BTR was started, about drones as small as a bumblebee.
I remember.
And there was a picture of it, and I remember when my brother Ramon was talking about You know, these drones that are really small that are hard for people to see. These are things that they're going to be using. They're actually using them already. I think once you see it, once they put it in the news or in the papers, they've already been using it. And these are also devices they'll use to spy on people, because you could be having a conversation and you think that some insect got in your house, and it's not an insect, it's a drone that was sent there to spy on you and potentially kill you. So I see a lot of this coming down the road. And then also with the drones, I posted an article on BTR in regards to the United States government using F-16 fighter jets as drones. So they are actually converting these fighter jets to drones to give, I guess, the people in their security corporations the ability to basically play war games with actual airplanes and drop bombs and shoot missiles at innocent people. And I posted that yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, or a couple of days ago on BTR. And then the third thing I wanted to talk about was the fact that when you're talking about technology and the fact that technology makes people stupid, it's the truest thing ever. And I'll go back to just the creation of a calculator. If you go to the store to buy something and the cash register doesn't work, you'll watch the person behind the register counting on their fingers and toes because they don't know basic math, because technology is created to take away your autonomy, your ability to actually function as an autonomous being. And I thought about that and applied it to self-driving cars. If you think about what we talk about with self-driving cars, beyond the danger of them hacking the self-driving cars and using them as a means to murder people and call it a car accident, the other aspect to think about is with them bringing down this global economic collapse, right? If they create a system where cars are self-driving, eventually it's going to take the actual skill of driving away from people. So subsequent generations are not even going to know what it's like to know how to drive. Imagine a world where you don't even have the ability to get a driver's license. So when they collapse the economy, you are stuck. You will be totally stuck wherever you are, because the vehicles that they're making will not be able to move, because they shut them down by tampering with the computers, and then they create a system in which they remove the need to even go through the process of learning how to drive. So they're about to cripple subsequent generations from the ones that are alive today when they choose to basically terrorize the people. And those are the things I wanted to touch on. Thank you. Now I mute my line.
Man, great. Am I here? Okay, yeah, great points, Rod. Exactly right. This is all a part of a design plan, and it's something that you need to know. And I just hate that we got to end the show. But yeah, Rod's hit on a lot of good things. When you start to put this together, it's very easy to see the overall picture that's being painted here. And in order for you to know the one that is trying to destroy you, you have to know your enemy, then you can know yourself. And once you do that, then you can determine the best course of action for you, because all of this is completely a part of the program. You know, we played on Tando, the Stuxnets, how that worked, where they actually had Stuxnets virus that was inside of the computers that Iran had, and their centrifuges exploded. Well, that was from a virus. They can do that with your refrigerator, your microwave, your car,
your pacemaker.
Any, they could do it in some of, in today's world, even with them, this driverless car. One of the things that they always try to do is they always try to get you with, this is going to be more comfortable for you. They always want to inebriate you in the wine of splendor. They always want to hypnotize you so you'll go to sleep, because then what you'll do is you won't rely on your talents that the great creator has given you to be sovereign. You become subject to what man has created, an economy of subjugation and enslavement. That's what this is, in my opinion, is all about, and why it's critical that we know these things and position ourselves accordingly for that, because they never give you anything. They never created anything that was in your best interest. It was always created to get you to provide for them ways and means. Your way of life becomes their means of life. So listen, everyone, just want to thank you all. Great call, Roz, Ramon, Jerry, Brother Davis, Scotty's, all of you guys input, greatly appreciated. Watch what's going on. Remove yourself from the system as much as you possibly can to leverage yourself accordingly. don't have anything that you don't want to be taken from you exposed. Watch, I only keep inside of the banks what I'm willing for them to steal, because they're going to steal it at the appropriate time. And they'll say someone else did it. Someone else may have done it, but don't put yourself in that position. Much love, much respect. Thank you all for listening. Take care. Continue to prepare, because you'll see all the reasons why. This is the start of the Great Fall. The Roman Empire, once again, a spinoff of the Roman Empire, is about to fall, and they're going to raise up another Babylon for the people to be deceived by. Much love, much respect. Talk to you later. It's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.